Okay, so let us quickly review, see if we could quickly do this. So again, the problem is, of course, in the Rambam. So why does the Rambam hold that if a person kills the Rodef in the head instead of in the leg, right? Even though he's Chayav Misa, he still doesn't get killed by Beis. Why? Right? So Rav Shimon Eger wanted a claim based on the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech had the claim that the halacha that you're obligated to shoot him in the leg instead of in the head is only limited to a bystander. But the victim himself, in self-defense, he has a right to just blindly shoot him in the head, whatever. He doesn't have to start making these figures, right? Okay, that's step one.
That was just he was pausing.
That's what the Mishnah Melech holds, based on whatever, which is not, there's no evidence for it, but it's a claim. Okay. And assuming you accept that claim, which is itself, not necessarily true, but assuming you accept that. Again, Rashi openly said that's not true.
Right.
And the Rambam didn't say it. And if it's true, he should have said it. But whatever. Mishnah Melech is putting forth that that's a shita, that's the
Right.
case. So take that as a given. That, fine. But then you say, okay, let's say we grant that. But just because the nirdaf has a right to kill him without thinking, doesn't necessarily mean he now has a status of a gavra katila, of a dead man. Right? Doesn't mean he has a status of a dead man. On the surface, you'd say, no, he's not a gavra katila. Right? He's not a gavra katila. He just has a separate halacha that the Torah gives a separate heter for the nirdaf to protect himself, self-defense. But that doesn't make him a gavra katila, right?
Just removes his protection.
Yeah, just in that for that particular guy, he has a matir. But the gavra himself of the rodef is really not a gavra katila. He's a normal person, right? And then he goes on to say that in fact, if you think about it. It doesn't really make any sense to say that a person's a gavra katila. Besides, unless he has a gemar din. I understand if Bezin gives a gemar din, dead man, once the gavra goes down, whatever, he has a shame of a gavra katila. Because halachic reality says he's a dead man. Now we have to bring that about in the world, but that's a halachic reality determined by the psak din. But just because someone has a right to kill him, doesn't mean that he's a gavra katila. And he says, even by the case of the guy who leaves Ari Miklat, the guy who leaves Ari Miklat has a status of a gavra. You have someone has a right to kill him. Certainly, the Melagol Adam has a right to kill him, and arguably, and then the Mishnah, right? The din according to one sheet at least was if somebody else kills him, then they're not going to be chayav misa for that. So
Right.
that's the one that argue. Oh, because he's a gavra katila. But the Gris says, no, that's not Mastaber. It's not Mastaber that he has a status, a Gavra Katila, just because someone has the right to kill him.
So in that situation, we don't, do we know why there are?
I can't remember if he explained it yet. I mean, he's going to explain it, but I don't think he did yet. I think he's just saying is that it doesn't make him into, 1 second. Right, and he says, right. He says, where would he get the status of a gavra katila? He didn't explain it yet. He's just saying is that how do you get a status of a gavra katila? Just because someone has the right to kill you doesn't mean you get a status of gavra katila. Where do you get that from? Right? And he says, the only thing is that there is a Rashi who says that seems like he is saying that, because he says by Machteras, if you remember, the guy who breaks into your house, so you're allowed to kill him. Right? He's a type of a rodef, if you're allowed to kill him. And if the pile of rubble falls on him, then we're not Mechal Shabbos for him. So why? Because Rashi says he's a gavra katila. So it seems like he is a gavra katila just because he's a rodef. So the Griz says, no, that's not Mastaber. That's not what he means. He doesn't really mean that. He means is that the Mechal Shabbos for a guy, part of Mechal Shabbos is because we try to protect human life. We're very concerned about human life, so much so that we Mechal Shabbos. But we're not going to Mechal Shabbos for a guy who the Torah just said we could kill. Once the Torah already said, like, he's a dead man, like, you're allowed to kill him. So then a second later, after it just said you're allowed to kill him, Torah's not protecting his life, it says kill him. Now all of a sudden we say, whoa, Mechal Shabbos to save his life. He says, in that sense, it means that he's like gavra katila. It means the Torah has removed its protection from him, then so much so that you're not going to be able to call Shabbos for him. But not that he literally has the status of the Gavra Ketila that someone could go and kill him. It just means that the vis-a-vis Chil Shabbos, we don't respect his life to the point that we're going to call Shabbos. But again, when Rashi's saying it, he's using it like in the context of that sugya. But he's not actually saying that he has the status of Gavra Ketila. Now that's, again, the UK. He says, he's not 100% sure. It seems like the Grizz is willing to say maybe Rashi holds that. Maybe Rashi does hold that. But even if you were to say that, first of all, it's only Rashi. It's not clear that the Ram holds that. And again, he doesn't say all this, but I'm interpreting. Also, even if you would say that, that's fine. That's a case where you have a right to kill him. Everyone has a right to kill him. But our case is a case where just one person, namely the Nirdaf, has a right to kill him. Who's to say that's going to give him a status of Gavra Ketila? And anyways, the very fact that the Nirdaf is different than everybody else is itself a chiddush, which is not, doesn't have any effect. And putting all that together, the Grizz is not happy with that answer of Rav Shimon. Okay, that's basically where we left with. So let's go further. Vihine. So all the paragraphs are called Vihine, actually. It's like four in a row called Vihine. So it's the paragraph on page 136, some Chesima Beis, the left side, left column, top Vihine. Okay? It's like a funny, don't call that, right? Vihine, din gavra ketila. Din gavra ketila. Matsinu osolin shnei dvar. The very fact, the din of a gavra ketila applies by two things. Chada l'inyan d'hargo pater. First of all, if someone kills the gavra ketila, they're pater. They're killing a dead man. Shenis l'inyan d'peturin al gavra ketila. I'm sorry, d'peturin al chavalasa. That you're pater for wounding him. Not only are you pater for killing a dead man, you're also pater for wounding a dead man. Normally, if you wound the person, you have to pay in damages or whatever, the five things, whatever it is. Here, you don't have to pay in gavra ketila. We can borrow a Sanhedrin, pay hey. Okay, this is what it says. Iachi acher nami. Someone else also. No, acher gavra ketila. He's a gavra ketila. Someone else. I don't know the case exactly. It's talking about money. It's not talking about killing. It's talking about damages. It's talking about like a case who embarrasses a person when he's asleep and then he dies. So you're saying Yechayev for the Boshas, the Koilin Yimamon. So the point is, it's talking about monetary damage. He's trying to show you from the context over there that it's talking about monetary case, not death. So the din of the Gavra Ketila doesn't only exempt you from death penalty, but also from monetary damage for wounding the guy. Okay? V'cheinu b'Rambam, v'hei ma'amram yirbeis, d'rak b'tashlumei boshes chayev, mashma d'mikol d'har d'oram pater. So the Rambam says that if you have a guy who's a Gavra Ketila and you embarrass him, right? You embarrass him, so that's one of the things you have to pay a person for, is embarrassing them. You have to pay the embarrassment, even if he's a Gavra Ketila. But the implication is, but all the other monetary damages that you do, that are brought on for wounding him, you don't have to pay. Okay? So he's just showing you, the Rambam also seems to hold this. V'chein be'erchen vav, tanya lehedya, hayotze leharek. Someone is going out to be killed. Hu shechavo ba'acherem. Chayev, if he wounds somebody else, he's chayev. Acherem shechav lubo, peturim, but someone else who wounds him is pater. So he's just bringing ample, sufficient evidence that this is true. Din gavra ketila applies by monetary damages as well. Not clear why this is relevant. He's going somewhere with this, right? U'mekor ha'achdina b'sifrei parshas ma'asei al-hakrod de'velo sikhu kofer l'nefesh rotzeach. You shouldn't take a ransom for a murderer. Rav Yoshiah amar hari shiyotze le'hareg, if someone's going out to be killed, right, death penalty, but is going out to kill him, v'chavol ba'acherem, and he wounds somebody else, chayev. V'chavol ba'acherem, other people wound him, v'turim be'gufa, Pugumagufo Velo Vimimona. Paturim. Sorry. Chavlubo Achirim, other people who wound him, Paturim. Right? Begufo Velo Vimimona. Right? With his money, with his body, but not with his money. Sounds like if you smash his car, then you're going to have to pay, I think. Oh, Achilon Nigmardino.
Okay. This is the wrong one.
This is the Sifrei. So you might say this applies even before the Gemara then. So no, it has to be after the Gemara then. Right? It has to be after he has the Gemara then to die, then you do monetary damage to him on his body, then you're Pater. Go Pater. Let's say he's going out to be killed and someone else goes and shoots him. They're Pater. You might say that applies before the Gemara then. So it's only after he has death penalty. You see, the Sifri is saying there's two nafkaminas after he has death penalty. One is if someone wounds him, they're pater. And second, if someone kills him, they're pater. Hare, the mikradil asichrukov nefeshut seach yelfina malach shemayu. So you learn out from this then two things: bein lemisa, bein lemamam, both by money and death. Once is Gemara Din Yapater. This is the way Gavratil always works. Right? This is the way Gavratil always works. Okay. Fine. So far, again, he's just saying one thing and he's verifying with a lot of different statements, but all different sources. But ultimately, just saying one thing. That Din Gavratila, not only a putter for killing him, you also put the for a damage. Okay, his body. In it sefta, the right. In it sefta, the it doesn't sound like that's relevant. That's that relevant. Yeah, it's weird, but you know. In it sefta, the baba kama, part of the paraktas, hachovel b'chayve galios bezdin, chayev b'chal. If you wound someone who's chayev galos, right? Someone who's chayev galos means he has to go to a meklat. So you're chayiv in all the damages. The chayiv misa's bezdin, but chayiv misa guy, actually they're chayiv mishnu in the potter. Before he has the gemara den, you're chayiv, but after he has the gemara den, you're potter. Hayotze the horeg, the chaval b'acher. If he's going out to be killed, then he wounds other people. Chayiv, chaval b'acher, other people wound him. Paturim. Okay. So far what's interesting here is a guy who's chayiv galas, right? Even though he's chayiv galas, right, you're still chayiv for damaging him, right? Okay, and that's gonna be relevant because the guy who's chayiv galus is in theory this guy who's maybe a gavrik dila. I think he's gonna be trying to prove that he's not a gavrik dila. I think that's what he's gonna try to do because, right, the guy who's chayiv galus, someone's allowed to kill him, but nevertheless, he's saying is that if you wound him, you're still chayiv the damages.
Oh, so that's how it's different.
I think this is going to try to show you that that's not called the Gavrik Dila. I think so. Let's see. If someone's chasing his friend to kill him, so if you're chasing your friend to kill him, and then the Nirdaf turns around and wounds the Rodev, or some other dude goes and wounds the Rodev, Peturim, they don't have to pay the money. Okay. Hare lahaj. So you could deduce from the dosach that the gambe rodev havikig gavur katila upatur machavalasa. It covered the siklu kofar the nefesh rotzeach. Kimovi yotil harik achshavardino. So he's saying, as you see from the tosafta, which supports what I guess what Rosh Hashanah was trying to say, that you see that a rodev has a status of gavur katila. Vis-a-vis the fact that if someone wounds him, they're butter, right? Just like a person who's on his way out to be killed, right? So you're saying is, this seemingly supports the claim of Shimon Eger, that a person who's a Rodev has the status of a Gavra Kedila, even though there's no Gemara Din or anything, right? Ve'ein lomar brackets, the Rosefta Kayemas v'chav lubo lahatzilas anirdaf. So you might say, no. That's talking about where you're wounding him in order to save the victim. That's why you're pater. Not because you're a tila, because that's part of your heter to save the victim. The zepshita dav initiate. That's pashi, don't tell me that. When I said sefta kradlo sit look off and left seah, mashma da chadinam yotilharigu putum shouldn't. It sounds from the way the sefta is bringing it down and the source that it's bringing, that the reason why you're pater for wounding the Rodev is because he's like a gavra katila. Likewise, by the guy who leaves the Yermekla. Tanya with the Sefta Makos, Perek Beis, Matzo Gol Adam B'tchum Ashley Yermekla, Harayu, Kechad Mikol Adam, V'chayv Al Makasso, V'al Kol Lasso, V'chayv Al Nizko, Be'im B'esh Be'im B'yisha, V'horgo B'mezid, Neherag, B'shogi Gol, Yermekla. So if a guy is in the Tchum of Yermekla, right, if the guy's in the boundaries of Yermekla, then he's a regular person. And if you hit him, or you curse him, Yechayv, if you damage him, if you kill him, you chayv misa. If you kill him, b'shul yorah miklat. But haray, the chutzot chum b'shul yorah miklat. The deduction is if you're outside of the boundaries, ain't a chayv on this game. Not chayv for his damages, right? By reilin azikim shita the ain't in gol adam shayach kal azeh. Ain't chilik ben gol adam la'acher. These be damages. What's the difference between the gol adam, the relative, and anybody else, right? Like, why should anybody else, or why should anyone be potter for damaging him if he's outside? If he's outside the city, right? Right, outside the city, no one's chayav for damaging him, right? So why not? Right? Why not? Well, so it must be the reason why you're potter for damaging him is because he's a Gavra Katila. Right? And so when he leaves Ari Mikla. Right? So why should he be Pata for damaging him? Everyone's Pata for damaging him. Not only the relatives, anybody. So why? It must be because he's a Gavra Katila. Hay lehedja, the Gambro tzeh shiat the chutz liyom eklato nechshav ki Gavra Katila. Mishem de chiyuva ki de gol adam. After like, gmar de lemisa. So why is he a Gavra Katila? Because the gol adam has the right to kill him. This is supporting the line of reasoning of the Shoenegger. It's because the Gol Adam, the relative, has the right to kill him. Therefore, he's a Gavra Katila. Even though there's no Gemara Din, there's no Pesach or anything, he's a Gavra Katila. And therefore, if you damage him, you're Potter. So this is clear from the Tosefta.
You're normal.
What?
If you're not the family.
Yeah, and for anybody, he just is a Gavra Katila. The Chayin Had the Tani Tosefta, the Chayim Al Makasav Al Kol Lasso. The fact that it says you're chayiv for hitting him and cursing him, that's if he's in Ari Meklat. Alohum, he shouldn't be yotzi lahareg. When he's on his way to death penalty, you're not chayiv. A guy who's on his way to be on the death row or he's about to be killed, you're not chayiv for hitting him or for cursing him. Yun shama sanhedrin, dielfina lami krad ba'amcha mikim sha'amcha. He has to have lasting power, staying power, in order to be chayiv for hitting or cursing him. But a guy who leaves the Arim Miklat, you're able to kill him. He's like anybody going to be killed. You're not chayav for cursing him or for hitting him. That goes, generally, you'd say that goes by whether you're hitting Mardin or not. And the reason why a guy is not considered like he has staying power is because he has a Gemara Deh, he has a Gedin of a Gavra Ketila. And the fact that you see that when a guy leaves the Miklat, he's like a guy who's not lasting, and you're not chayiv for hitting him or for cursing him. So he says you could see that he has a status of Gavra Ketila in all regards. So this is totally going against the Grizz's previous paragraph, right? The Grizz was previously saying that the only way in the world you can get the status of Gavra Ketila is if Bezin gives you a Gemara, right? Misvara, he was saying that, right? But he's bringing a lot of sources, the Tosefta and I forgot, mainly Tosefta, that, again, there's two dinim which come along Gavra Ketila. One is Yinachai, or many dinim. Turns out four dinim. If you wound him, you're not chayiv. If you curse him, you're not chayiv. And he says, you see from the Tosefta that applies by a rodef, and it applies by a guy who leaves Ari Meklat. So apparently, the fact that the Torah gives somebody a right to kill him, right, the relative or something like that, or the near or whatever, or anyone gives a right to kill him, it gives him a status of a Gavra Ketila. Even if it's not the Beis Din, right? I guess that was the question. Is what gives him the status of Avtila the official psak din of the Bezin dead man? What do you just say? Simply the fact that the Torah allows people to kill him, it must mean that the Torah is a Gavra Gedila. Point, it would seem like he's going away supporting Rav Shimon Eger's answer for the Rama, that the Rodef has a status of Gavra Gedila, since someone could kill him, he has a status of Gavra Gedila. And therefore, if you do kill him, and you shouldn't, because you should have taken out his leg, still, you're not going to be, Bezin's not going to kill you. Right? This is pointing in the direction of resurrecting the answer of Shimon Eger. Okay, so he's quoting this Gemara in Makos Yabez. So we could pull it out, but if you look in the, you could cheat a little bit. If you look directly across to the next page, the bottom of the next line, Vinezel is showing a Gemara, the Makos, right? He's about to quote it. And there's two Girsas in this Gemara, okay? So this is the Gemara he's going to quote, he's going to reference now, okay? So you see in this paragraph on the next page, Samach Tesman Aleph at the bottom, right column on the bottom, Vinezel is showing a Gemara Makos, if you'd get your base. Tanu Rabban, the Ratzach Goel Hadam Esarotzeach. So if the Goel Hadam, who's the relative, kills the murderer of Shogeg, the Shogeg guy, and he's out of our mikvah. Mitzvah, this is Rabbi Yosef Levi. Mitzvah biyad goel adam. It's a mitzvah for the relative to kill the killer, right? And goel adam, and if there is no goel adam, rishos biyad goel adam. Everybody in the world has rishos, is allowed to kill him. Okay, that's Rabbi Yosef Levi.
Rishos but not mitzvah?
All right, exactly. It's a mitzvah for the relative to kill him. He should do it. And everybody else, not that they should, but they could. If they want to, they could. That's the Shidur Hasiglid. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he takes it down a notch. Or maybe two. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rishus Biad Gol Adam. Now the regular, the Gol Adam, the relative, he has Rishus. Bechol Adam Chayavin Allah. And anybody else, not only don't they have Rishus, if they do, they're Chayav Misa. The girsa sheni sham b'chol adam ein chayav malach, and the other girsa is that anybody else is not chayav. So that's the part which has two girsas. Okay, so assuming that you say Rabbi Akiva that the relative only has a right to do it, then definitely other people don't have a right. But the question is, what about if the other people do kill him? Are they chayav misa or are they not chayav misa? That's subject to, there's two different girsas in that Gemara. Okay? Okay, so again. So the point here he's going to reference is there is a shita, there is a girsa in the Gemara that if the guy leaves Ari Mikla and somebody else kills him, they are chayav misa for killing. Okay, so what does that prove to you? What does that prove to you? The fact that if he leaves Ari Mikla and some other dude kills him, that other guy is chayav misa. He's not a Gavra Gedila. Exactly. That's what he's going to do. Okay, that's what he's going to do. Because again, he previously showed from the Tosafta that he is a Gavra Gedila. But he says now he's going to show evidence that he's not a Gavra Gedila. Okay? According to the Girsa, that the guy who leaves Ari Miklat, anybody else who kills him is Chayav Ari Mivor Lahadja. It's clear, according to that, the law of Bechal Gavra Gedila. Right? Okay. Well, if you have Girsat Tzarech Lomar Tosefta Kaima Aliba Derbi Yosef Leili, the Sphere Lay Sham the Mitzvah Biyad Gol Adam. Right? So how's that Girsa gonna, how you gonna interpret the Tosefta given that Girsa? Right? But given that Girsa, that according to Rabbi Akiva, someone else is, again, according to Rabbi Akiva, no, the regular Gol Adam is Rishus,
right,
and other people are Chayav for killing. So otherwise, you got Rabbi Akiva. So you're going to have to say the Tosefta is not going like Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be a Siglili. Because Siglili holds that the Gol Adam is a mitzvah to kill him, and other people only have a Rishus to kill him, right?
This Girsa thing is adding that Rabbi Akiva said this, or it's that Rabbi Akiva has a different.
Rabbi Akiva definitely argues in regarding the Gol Adam, the relative. And he says the relative merely has a permit, a right, or a shus to kill him. And he's also arguing on other people. Other people don't have Rishos, but there's two versions of what Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Akiva holds about other people. If other people count.
Okay.
So the second Gersa says that other people are chayav misa for killing. So if other people are chayav misa for killing him, you can't say that he's a gava gadila. Because how could he chayav misa for killing a gava gadila?
Okay, and when I started quoting that, it was also Rabbi Akiva the first time before said.
Yes, that was Rabbi Akiva. He didn't say that, but that's what it was.
He said Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah. Right. So according to that Girsa, assuming that's the proper text, right? So then how are you going to explain Tosafta? I mean, it's obviously there's an argument on the Gemara, on the Mishnah. So you're going to have to say that Tosafta is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it's a mitzvah for the Golodam to do it, and everybody else is Rishos. So if everybody else is Rishos, you can say, oh, because you got Rikdela, that's why everyone else is Rishos. Right? That's fine. Okay. Well, today Nechshav Gagavra Ketila, he really is a Gagavra Ketila. Ve'im Chayav and Lomal Katsu Alakabla. So below that's a Kabbalah Shalom. You're not going to, according to that, according to Be'ikiva, according to Be'ikiva Lili, you're not going to be Chayav for killing him or for hitting him or for wounding him or any of that. Have a little Be'ikiva. But according to Be'ikiva, the Rishos Biad Gol Adam, that the relative has Rishos. The whole Dino Eno Din Rishos. The relative merely has Rishos. Right? Mishimachi Kol Adam Chayav and Lomal. You see, but everyone else is Michayev, but lo nechshav kegavra ketila. And the fact that the relative has Rishos doesn't make him into a gavra ketila. Right? So according to that girsa, right, you see from Rabbi Akiva that the fact that other people, that one person has a Rishos, doesn't make him into a gavra ketila. Ulam lefi girsa shniya, but according to other girsa. Right, Shekin he gam gersa sa Rambam. That is the Rambam's gersa. The chol adam ein chayav in law. That if other again that the gol adam is right to kill him, rishos, and other people are not chayav misa for killing him. Hayer lechora mevor the gam aydei din rishos to gol adam. Haki nevinei chiyuv the ritzicha lechol adam kedin gaber ketila. Moshe kevi or rishon eger. So it seems if you have the other gersa. So if only the Gol Adam has Rishos to kill him, so other people who kill him are not going to be Chayev. Why not? It must be because once you have Rishos, he's a Gavra Ketila. Once one person has Rishos, he's a Gavra Ketila. And therefore, anyone else who kills him is going to be Potem. And that's exactly like Rav Shimon Eger. And according to that Kirsi, he said, so it's going according to everybody. That basically the goal of Adam is the Gavra Ketila, both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to Yossi Aglili. Right? So it sounds like, he's saying it sounds like the way the Rambam's Girsa is that the goal of Adam, again, the guy who leaves the Arei Miklat, has the status of a Gavra Ketila. He has Rishos for other people to kill him. And since other people have Rishos to kill him, Rishos for the relative to kill him, and now it seems that if anybody else kills them, they're potter, presumably because he's a gavra ketila. So it seems, like Rav Shimon Eger is right, that the fact that the Gol Adam has a right to kill him gives him a status of a gavra ketila. Vis-a-vis everybody. Even not a mitzvah, even the Rishos itself. The Rambam holds like seemingly holds like a Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, so he's holding
that. Yes. And it holds that the Gol Adam has Rishos to kill him. And everybody else who kills him is Potter. So why? Why is everyone else Potter? Ah, must be because the fact that one person has a Shos gives him a status of Gavra Ketila. Right? Which is in support, seemingly in support
of Shimon Eger. I was going to ask that. There was like a middle way. Like, not a mitzvah, but it's also, I guess this is a middle way.
Yeah, he's a Shos for somebody else to do it, and now he's a Gavra Ketila. Yeah, it's a middle way, right? So he's Gavra Ketila, but you don't necessarily have a Shos to do it. But if you do, you're not going to have Misa.
What's the point of the second Girsa?
Okay, so seemingly, this seems to support Rav Shimon Eger, but the Girsa is going to say, not so fast. Right? Not so fast. Ulam ba'emaz nirim adivrei Rambam. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, it seems the hod dekol adam in chayev alav, the fact that other people are in chayev, ein zeh klal mishum din reshus shel gol adam, shenechshav adei zeh memeil gavra ketila. It's not because since one person has reshus to kill him, therefore, he has a gavra ketila. That's not why. That's not why other people are Patur. Ki im dehu din b'fnei atzma. It's a separate din. It's learned out from a separate pasuk. In other words, our sugya, our problem is not about the golada. Our problem is really about the rodef, right? And they were trying to say, the Rosh Hashanah was trying to say, since the nirdef has the right to kill him, other people are also, he's going to be a gavra ketila. And he's trying to prove it from the Rambam, that since by a rodef, since by a guy who leaves Iron Miklat, since he has the status of, since one person has the right to kill him, since the nirdef has, the relative has the right to kill him, therefore he's going to have a status of gavra ketila for everybody. But he's saying it's not true. That's not why he's a gavra ketila. That's not why the guy who leaves Iron Miklat is a gavra ketila. The reason why is a separate pasuk which teaches you the guy who leaves Iron Miklat has a status of gavra ketila. It's Elishan Ram, and I'll show it. Ram says, Lashon is like this. If a guy goes into Iron Miklat, and he leaves on purpose, he's give a permit for him to get killed. And it's permission for someone else to kill him, for the goal of the relative to kill him. And if someone else kills him, they're not chayev. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ain lo dam. He has no value. He has no dam. He has no blood. He has no, right? I'm a furish. Yeah, but it's got a pasuk. I'm a furish. The fact that other people aren't chayev, il fina la mikra de no dam. It's learned that from the pasuk. It says ain lo dam. Imkain who's that din misuim b'fnei atzmo and emar b'torah rotzeach shi'atzu emikatosh ain lo dam ain chayev. So it's not because the fact that one person has the right to kill him means automatically he's a gavra ketila. It's because the Torah openly says the guy who leaves Ari Miklat ain't no dam. You don't have a right to live if you're not an Ari Miklat.
So then it does leave a question.
Yeah, but I think he's saying is, look, if you say he has a status of an ain't no dam,
right.
Ain't no dam means it's like a gavra ketila. It means he has no life. So the Torah, it's just like a Bezin right. Paskins.
No, by this pasuk, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm saying before they brought this in, if the idea was that we already had confused the logic from just the fact that
one person's allowed to kill him?
Yeah.
He's rejecting that. He's saying there's some Rambam that's not the case.
Right. I'm saying,
the question is, why is it that he's a gavra ketila? The guy leaves Ari Miklat. Is it because of the fact that the goal of Adam could kill him, since the relative could kill him, therefore he's a gavra ketila? And if that's true, then you'll deduce the same thing by Rodev.
Right.
Or is it because of a separate Xeris HaKasav that the Torah said, Ein Lodam? When you leave, it's not using any reason. It's just the Torah says that a guy who, a killer Beshogeg, who's not an Ari Miklat, has no dam. Torah doesn't value the life of a murderer. Once you kill Beshogeg, you only consider it to be alive or to have value when you're in Ari Miklat. If you go out of Ari Miklat, then you don't have any life. Not because the relative could kill him, it's just the Xeris HaKasav that guy, a murderer of a shogig, doesn't have dam anywhere but an Ari Miklat. His life is relegated to Ari Miklat, and he's not an Ari Miklat, he doesn't have any dam. And that's a pasuk by a murderer of a shogig, but there's no pasuk like that by a rodef. But if you say that it's not because of a pasuk, then you're saying it's because of a svara, that once one guy has the right to kill him, then he's an dam. But he's saying you can't prove that from the Rambam. Because the Rambam is basing it on a separate Xeris HaKasav that a guy of Moshech Mishkaga is Ein Lodam out of Ari Miklat. Okay, so now he says like this. Venera, that's where up to the period, right? Venera. The Dasa Rambam, the Rambam holds, the Emma Shnei Dinam Nemer Berotseach Shiasachutz Leir Miklat. There are two separate Dinam about a Rotseach who leaves Ari Miklat. Chada Hadin Shel Goel Hadam. One is about the Gohal Adam, the relative. That's one then. What does the relative have? Is the relative obligated to kill him, or the mitzvah to kill him, or does the relative have a rishos to kill him? Right? That's the more b'makos on the yosegli v'rikiv pligi rishos, the ratzach impirushal mitzvah rishos. So that's the Torah says, and the relative kills the murderer, right? And the question is, does that imply and he should or he could? That's the first machlokas between them. Does the Torah saying that the relative should or could kill the murderer of Rishonim. V'din zeh noeg rak b'goldam. That's a special din by the goldam. V'din de ein lo dam and ember b'seif of the krah. But then the end of the pasuk says ein lo dam. V'din b'fnei atzma. That's an entirely different din. V'hu din ha-nemar al atzma shel harod seya. The chalav otor is ein lo dam. V'ein chayav an arot zichasa. It's a separate din. Nothing to do with the relative. It's just that the guy who kills b'shoge has no value. Unless he's an armagla. And you're not going to be chai for killing him. But din zeh ino sheikh laf go gold. That has nothing to do with the gold. Kiim de ikr dino hu chalos din begufo shel ha-rotzeach. The din toras ein odam aleha. It's a separate din in the god, the very murderer himself. He's an ein odam. Therefore, nobody's going to chai for killing him. Because he's ein odam.
Right.
That's why everybody's not chayav. Because he is an Elodom. Once he's an Elodom, he has no value. So anybody who kills him is going to be Potter.
Okay, Potter, but they don't have a choice.
Yeah.
So
you can develop that. But he's asking, if he's an Elodom, so why don't they have a choice to do it? So I'd say, like, let's say a guy is Bez and Paskins. So everyone agrees that's like Yavik Tila, right? But does that mean I could just walk up to him and shoot him? Could be Torah doesn't just allow people to just be, you know, police officers and go and start shooting people or Elodom. So Elodom just means if I do, I'm killing a dead man, but it doesn't mean Torah allows you to do so. I mean, Torah has rules about who's allowed to just start, you know, shooting guns, right? So he's an Elodom, yes. But do I have a right to do it? Maybe Torah says, look, the relative's right to do it. You don't. But if I do, then I kill the dead man. Right?
Right.
Umekarda dihu mehad isa b'sifri mase. So where's the source of this idea? Again, he's saying there's two separate, this is the point, he's saying there's two separate dinim. One is about the relative, is he could or should. And the other din is a din in the victim, in the killer himself, that he has a status of Elodom. So he says the source is from the Sifri. Umatza osa gol adam. The chal adam. Okay, but anyone who the goldam finds him, it's anybody. Upsikta zutra hevi gersa. Umatza osa gol adam. Ein lo dam. Afilu b'chal adam. So he's saying it's by anybody. Ein lo dam is by anybody. Okay. V'chein mashe gersa tosefta. Ein lo dam b'chal adam. V'hein hein devrei Rama. This is Rama. The had to call adam ein chayev in love. The fact that anybody who kills him isn't chayev. Udin b'fnei atzmo mikra de ein lo dam. It's a separate pasuk of Ein Odam. Ulefiza, according to this, Ein Raya mehad dechal adam ein chayav in love dinechshav gavra ketila ayde din reshus shagol adam. So you see, it's not approved to Rav Shimon Eger's idea that the fact that the regal adam has the right to kill him, therefore he's a gavra ketila for everybody. Because this has nothing to do with other people. This is because of the Xeris HaKasim that the murderer is simply an Ein Lodam. It's not because the relative has a right to kill him. It's an entirely different limud. That the guy, once you kill Bishogig, you're an Ein Lodam. Right? Unless you're in Bar Miklat. The other Abba Shemin and Meha, you see from here that Tzerchin on the Krod Ein Lodam, lift our Kaladam. On the contrary, it proved the exact opposite. That you see, even though the relative has a right to kill him,
right.
You need to give him a status of an Ein Lodam in order to exempt other people from killing him. So you see that he's not automatically considered a Gavra Ketila because the Gol Adam has a right to kill him. You need a separate Xeris HaKasuv. Asher Fiza Nira, the Gam Hadevanu Me'ato Sefta. So this that we brought in the Sefta, the Chutzal Tlamir Mekato, and Chayavan Lama Kazal Kolosov, and as a Kavala Shalom. You see, we brought down from the Sefta that if you go out of Ari Miklat, someone's not Chayav for hitting him, or for cursing him, or for wounding him. Lamishim lost the Gol Adam. It's not because the Gol Adam. Kiim duhu mikoach halos hadin the Ein Lodam. And then Ral Atzma Shorotzeach, Raman Shal, Yaratil. It's totally because Torah called him Ein Lodam. He's Gavra Ketila. Ubikar hadin the Ein Lodam, and Emra hadin the Gavra Ketila. It's because the Ein Lodam, that's why he's a Gavra Ketila. So he says the reason why he's a gavra ktila is not because of the permission of the relative, but it's a separate gzeiras hakasav that the Torah says that a guy who kills b'shogeg, a murderer b'shogeg, has the status of an adam unless he's an arm.
And then even though
and that undermines the support of the arguments for Shimon. So far, just to summarize quickly what the Gemara just said. Okay, again, Shimon Eger is trying to claim that once the Torah gives one person a rishus to kill someone, that person has a status of a gavra ktila. Right.
And he was only going as far as saying rishus.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Once Torah allows one person to kill him, he's a gavra ktila.
Right. So
and his proof was from a guy who leaves Arei Mekla. The guy who leaves Arei Mekla, the relative has a right to kill him, and everybody else is not chayav misa. Right? So why? Why is everybody else not chayav misa? They don't have a rishus to kill him. I'll tell you why. Because once the relative is given rishus, then everybody else, he's a gavra ktila, and that's why everyone else is pater. Right? That's the line of reasoning. Similarly, one should reason, according to Rav Shimon Eger, that if the nirdaf has a right to kill the rodef, so then even if he could shoot him in the leg, since the nirdaf has a right to kill the rodef, everybody, he should be defined as an ladam. Right? That was Rav Shimon Eger's argument, right? And he supported it from Arei Miklat. Again, once you leave Arei Miklat, the relative has a right to kill, and therefore everybody else is also pater because he's a gavra ktila. But the Gemara says, if you look at the Rambam carefully, that's not really true. The conclusion is true, but that's not the reason. The reason why everybody else is pater for killing the guy who leaves Arei Miklat is nothing to do with the permission of the family member, given to the family members. It's because of a totally different idea that when you kill b'shogeg, the Torah says that you have no damim, you're ein lo dam, unless you're an Arei Mekla. Not because permission of anybody else. It's simply the gavra who's a murderer. Murderers don't have any life, any value outside of Arei Mekla. Their life is relegated to Arei Mekla. And if they're out of Arei Mekla, they don't have any damim. Nothing to do with the relative. It's totally different gzeiras hakasav on the murder of b'shogeg, right? And since that's the case, I'm sorry, on the murder of b'shogeg. So since that's the case, it has nothing at all to do with a rodef. There's no gzeiras hakasav like that by a rodef, at least not yet. But it's not because of the rishus given to the relative. And therefore, you can't reason from the case of the Gol Adam to the case of the Rodef. So now you see like this. You'd base. Tan Rabbanan. Now this is the Gemara we're familiar with. We just did it, right? Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gleili. So because here's the point. He just disconnected the two machlokes. And there's one machlokes about the relative, whether the relative could or should. And then there's another machlokes about other people. But the other people are allowed to, or they're just not chayav. Right? So let's see. Rotsa gol adam es rotseach. Mitzvah biad gol adam. This is basically. Mitzvah biad gol adam. The relative is a mitzvah. Ain gol adam. If there's no gol adam, rishos biad gol adam. Other people have rishos. Rabbi Kiva omer rishos biad gol adam. He takes it down a notch. The gol adam has a rishos. The gol adam chayav in love. But other people are chayav. Vigirsa shein isham. The gol adam ain chayav in love. The other girsa is other people are not. Fine. My time with Rabbi Yosef Gleili asks, what's the reasoning for Rabbi Yosef Gleili that he's a mitzvah to kill him, right? Miksiv imratzach. It doesn't say if he kills him. It says and he kills him. Rabbi Akiva miksiv yirtzach. It doesn't say he should kill him. It just says and he kills him. Behind it, the pligi perusha deviratzach. They're arguing about when it says and he kills him, does it mean mitzvah or shas? So So he says, but that the Gemara explains the reasoning of Machlokas regarding the whether the Gol Hadam has an obligation or a Rishos to kill the Rotzeh. But it doesn't explain the Machlokas about other people. Right? They take it down a notch, but the Gemara never explains how what the basis of their Machlokas is by other people. Again, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says that it's a mitzvah for the Gol Hadam, he holds other people are actually allowed to do it. But according to the one who says that the relatives are allowed to do it, he says that other people are not allowed to do it. Maybe even Chayev. Well, why doesn't he also say that other people are not allowed, are allowed to?
But everyone's the same.
Yeah, why is everyone the same? Like, why does it follow? Right? Okay. Well, the chain of Fimash and his boyer, but he's saying, according to what we were learning, he says it all works out well. This is what he's going to try to explain. Havadai lukule alma. According to everybody, there's two separate dinim. This is chiddush. There's two dinim when it comes to the murder. So the first is relative. The shein is hadin the ein adam. And the second is regarding the murderer himself. There's ein adam, and that applies to everybody. Okay, so they're arguing, what does it mean, ein lo dam? The Rabbi Yosef, so right, to assume machloktim, what does it mean when you says the rotzech, the relative could kill him? And the other, what does it mean when it says ein lo dam? The Rabbi Yosef, lili, dahai v'rotzach pirusha mitzvah, v'ika mitzvah go adam. According to Rabbi Yosef, lili, it's a mitzvah by the go adam. Darish le lahai ein lo dam hanemar leinin kol adam denemar bazed din rishus lechol adam. So if it, you learn that the first thing is saying it's a mitzvah for the relative, then ein lo dam means that for other people they have rishus to kill him. Okay, ein lo dam means he doesn't have any value, any worth. Means you're allowed to kill him.
Just by logic.
I don't know. Let's see what he says. Rabbi Kiva desir le de ratzach pirush rishus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds it, even by the relative, it's not saying a mitzvah, it's just saying Rishos. Well, mitzvah is not a mitzvah. So then what does it mean by Ein Adam, by other people? You can't say it means Rishos. The Rishos is given to the Gol Adam. Kol Dino, who rocked the Cholah B'Torah's Gavra Ketilim, which is a Kasev. Right? So then, when it's saying Ein lo dam by other people, it's just saying he has a status of a gavra ketila, avo rishus laka l'chal adam, but not that he has rishus. The nimtz of the shei pliktus to him zebizah, so they're tied together. I think he means that there's two separate gzeiros hakasos. So if you're going to tell me that the first gzeiros hakasos says that the gol adam has rishus, right? So then why is the Torah? Then what is it saying by other people? If you're saying other people have rishos, then why do you need to separate the kasuv by the Gol Adam to say he has rishos?
Oh, because it's specifically Gol.
Yeah, it says specifically Gol Adam that could kill him. So if you say
him,
yeah, right. If it's all the same, everyone's the same. What mentions so the two separate dinim. So if you're going to tell me by the Gol Adam, it's telling you he only has rishos, so it must be by other people. It's telling you that there is an ein lo dam. It means that not they have rishos, but they're allowed. I'm sorry, if they do it, then they're potter. But if you're going to tell me that by the murder or by the relative, it's saying it's a mitzvah, so then I guess it stands to reason that when it says ein lo dam by other people, it just takes it down a notch. It's kind of the down a notch spot, right? But I guess his point is that there's two separate there. I guess maybe this is the point.
The relative stuff still stays.
Yes. Yes. Right. But it's only because it follows because he's saying there's two gzeiros hakasos. But I think that's the part which the Griz is pulling out from the Rambam. It's not clear in the Gemara there's two different Gzeiros HaKasavs. But he's saying you need two Gzeiros HaKasavs to explain why these two machlokes are conditioned upon one another. Because there's two Gzeiros HaKasavs, however you learn in one, it's going to force you how to interpret the other. But since you see there's a separate Gzeiros HaKasav here, so now you can't say Rishon Eger's whole thing. Because Rishon Eger's thing is trying to work not based on Gzeiros HaKasav. But once you see this whole thing in Lodam is because of Gzeiros HaKasav, so now you can't pull this whole move anymore. Right?
And Rambam is basically...
There's one more paragraph I want to do now, which I think the Rambam is going to finish off refuting the Ricky Vegas idea, and he's going to set up the fact that now we need to give say something different for the Rambam. Okay? So the paragraph al kapanim mivur. Bottom line is, before the Rama, the hal to call the main chayiv and lo viyatzuchutz l'klumadur. The fact that other people aren't chayiv when he goes out of the Eretz Miklat, who din mesuyim b'fnei atzmo dekra dein l'dam. It's a separate din, but from the pasuk dein l'dam. There's nothing to do with the rodev. Even if you say that the nirdaf himself has the right to kill him, there's nothing to do that's not going to make him an elodam. So it also get removes the proof from the tosafta that he's a gavra ketila without a gmar din. So the shiny rotzeach she had to chulei mikoto din gavrik tila shalom exeres a kasa befnei atzmo derachmana shavu gavrik tila beker tino dekorei nodam. So again, the fact that the guy who leaves Ari Miklat, if you kill him or you wound him or you curse him, you're not chayev. That's because the Torah gave him din of nodam. That's a totally different thing. Avol be'alma in general ain't a chanami. The chol din gavra ketila who may adina hanemer gemar din. In general, the din gavra ketila comes only when you have a gemar din. V'chol chalosu hu raka de maisa gemar din. You need a mezdin to say, chayev, the gemar shev aron lashon haramon, the chol shmi nin gemar dino, once he has a gemar din, haru yuka harug ve'en lo dam. Right? Then he's like that. Haru yisil din gavra ketila shev chol makom. Whenever you have a din gavra ketila, pirushu hu, shekol shechol abo toras gemar din l'misa, the fact that he has a gemar din for misa, Mishum zebe atzmo chalavo din ein l'dam. That's what gives him status ein l'dam. V'zeo din gavrik tila merchal magam. That's the gavrik tila. Imkein halo b'yiso dino hu mehadino shenamar v'gemar din. It's totally a factor of gemar din. V'chol ikar din gavrik tila yelfino mekrad asheru rasha lamas. It's the whole thing of the country is the rasha lamas to be killed because they found him as sifrid. Zeo rago gemar din. It's only v'gemar din. Elam nirad osefta v'vakama sheivanu har mevur. But... With all that is said, so far he said the only way it can be ein odam is either, I'm sorry, the only gavra ketila is either you have a gemar din or ein odam. Elam divrei tosefta, the baba kama shivan ar mivur, the gam berodif acharei l'hargo, ein chayv l'chavolasa, mishan gavra ketila, kama shivan l'alma. However, one source is you have the tosefta that the rodif, right, you're not chayv for wounding the rodif because he's a gavra ketila. Hari l'hajid, the gam berodif she'ein lo gemar din. Even by the rodif, where there is no gemar din, the only reason why you're allowed to kill him is because the near daf become makom nechshav gavrik tila. He's still a gavrik tila. But kenu gam pashtus divrei Rashi gavod bar machtaras who gavrik tila mashas chatira. But it's seen that way from Rashi also. So all is said and done, we're back to the problem. In other words, he says it seems that the din of gavrik tila is only either torsus and ladam, or he has a gemara din. Boom, chayiv misa. Better than Paskin's his fabulous. But yet, it seems from this Tosafta and from Arashi that even by Rodef, somehow the Rodef has the status of a Gavra Ketila. And he's saying, don't tell me it's because once one person has a right to kill him, because that doesn't work out. It doesn't seem that one person having a right to kill him is going to define him as Enodam. You see, the fact that the relative has a right to kill him doesn't make him Enodam. You need a separate Tiaskas of Enodam. So we're back to the question,
but it's good.
Which is, why is he in Adam? Yeah, we made progress. He ruled out some possibilities. We have clarity. Yeah, exactly. So now he's ready to, he's moved in, and he's ready to try to explain why is it that the Rodef is called the Gavrik Tila.
That's good. Right?
So this is basically where I was, if I would have skipped, this is where I would have skipped until, because now he's about to give his answer. Yeah, you know? But you would spoil all the back and forth and whatever. So
plus that, like, it really, I think it makes the answer going to be way more, like, it's just way more
compelling.
Like,
yeah.
Quality, like, I don't know how to say it, but.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll appreciate where he's going, what he's doing, working through all the possibilities. Definitely. You know, and I apologize for reading it quickly. It's just like, I want to get to the punchline, you know, but, like, it's a little bit chashbani. But, I mean, you see what he's doing, though. He's, like, working through the whole logic of the area and, you know. So we have to see. Ultimately, hopefully, the punchline won't let us down. But I don't think it will. As you see in the grids, like toward the force of all his mastery of the sources,
right,
and the Toseftas and the Rambams and the Gemaras and the different Shittos, and tying it all together, yeah, together with I mean, the Gemara says that's in the Gemara. You have that. That's okay, not, fine, you know. Fine. But and then he's tying it together with the Svaras, the ideas of a different dinim and the right. Enodam and the guy, you know, like he's really weaving together the whole picture based upon all the different. He's really pulling from all the sources to pull this together. And Thursday is Tainus Esther. So we have to decide, first of all, how we're feeling about fasting. And if we do shear, maybe we'll just, I don't know, maybe we'll finish this up. Or maybe we'll do it about that. So we'll decide. Either we'll do this on a Thursday or on next Tuesday. We'll try to finish up the scriz. And then that's it for this whole sugya. Then we're going to move to the Kiddush Hashem sugya. This is the end for the.
Well, if it's the last.
Tomorrow, for you guys, tomorrow, I'm not going to be here tomorrow, but Rabbi Zimmer is going to cover my share. And his topic, he told me his topic, it's